25 minutes before 8 o'clock, beautiful Tuesday morning. I hope you're doing well. Thank you for tuning in. If you ever are someplace else besides Ocala, and somebody says, where do you live? You say, Ocala. What do they say? They say, oh, that is a really great horse place. A lot of horses there, right?
Yeah.
And they will say, that is a very friendly, very veteran-friendly community. I think those are the two things I've heard more than anything, and it is true. Not only do we have a really great veterans organization here called Vets Helping Vets, we have a lot of other organizations here, and they're all kind of one. You know, whenever you have the Vets Helping Vets do their Thursday show here, they bring the American Legion in, they bring some of the other organizations in as well. Well, guess who we have on the phone? We have an amazing person. U.S. Army veteran Denise H. Rohan made history on August 24th last year, when she became the first woman to be elected to the top position of the nation's largest veterans organization during the American Legion's 99th National Convention. And she's on the phone with us right now. So let's congratulate her on that. And she's got something she wants to tell us about. It's a program called Family First, and I don't know any more than what it's called. So let's find out. Commander Denise H. Rohan, good morning, ma'am.
Good morning, Larry and Robin, too.
It's an honor to have you on our show.
Thanks. It's good to be with you.
Where are you calling from?
I am actually in Madison, Wisconsin today.
Robin.
Nice.
A Wisconsin lady.
Yay. Go Badgers.
Robin is a Wisconsin lady. So congratulations on being the first woman to be elected to the top position of the American Legion.
It is quite an honor, male or female, to be the national commander. It's amazing.
See, I figured that would come from you. Tell me what Family First is. What is that about?
Well, Family First is actually an experience that I've lived. Of course, you have your personal families, but then when I went off to basic training, I discovered that I had a new family, all of the women that I was in basic training with, and when I got through basic training, I depended on one another. They depended on me. I depended on them to get through that experience. And we moved on to the next field of training at Fort Lee, Virginia. And while I was there, I got a new family. And throughout the whole military experience, we depend on one another. And then
it came time
for me to get out of uniform. I became a military wife, an Army spouse. And it really emphasizes the fact that it's not just the person in uniform that serves, it's the entire family that serves, the spouses as well as our children. They're right there alongside our military heroes. And when it came time for my husband and I to get out of the military, we landed in a town and we're like, we still need to serve the community somehow. And that's where we found the American Legion, the Legion, the Auxiliary, the Sons of the Legion, and our Legion Riders. And together we just do all kinds of fantastic things in our communities.
Oh, that is so nice and so true. That is exactly what we hear from the veterans that come into this radio station. And they do a show here every Thursday, and it's exactly that. And you even if they don't say it, you know it because they're everywhere. Robert and I go places because we do a radio show, and there they are. They'll be out there helping park cars or helping in one way or another. We have so many fundraisers that they participate in. So absolutely, yeah, the service mentality stays with you, doesn't it?
Exactly right. Just because you take the uniform off doesn't mean you stop serving.
Absolutely. So how does the American Legion take the Family First idea and implement it? Is there a program that you want to share with us, a website or something?
It's an all-encompassing thing. Our website is legion.org, which is, I think, is really simple to remember. But we are founded on four pillars. The first one is Veterans Affairs and Rehabilitation, and that's about taking care of our veterans and their families. And the second one is National Security, taking care of our military personnel, making sure they have the equipment, the resources they need. And the other half of that National Security pillar is making sure our military heroes' families are taken care of while they're off on deployments. And our other two pillars are about children and youth and Americanism, and that's working with the youth of this nation to make sure they understand what it means to be an American and that it's important to give back to your community. When I look at our
I was just going to say, my notes indicate that you're doing something special on Memorial Day. What is that?
Oh, on Memorial Day, I get to go over to Europe and visit our military personnel that are over there, their families, as well as we have some American Legion posts over in Europe also.
Is that right? My brother and his family, speaking of families, my brother's a veteran, a career Air Force guy. He was in the Air Force for 20-something years and served all over the place, really. But the one I think that he was at the longest was in the Azores, in the one of the Portuguese islands.
Wow. That's absolutely amazing.
So that was kind of... And they have the exact same...
Part of a military family, too, then.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, no question about it. His son, in fact, served in Afghanistan and came back safely. He's got a family of his own. So, that, yes, absolutely.
When you were elected to your position, how many people do the electing, and what status are they in the service?
The election is held at our national convention, which is this past year was in Reno. This coming year will be our 100th convention in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
And will that convention focus on World War One?
There's got all kinds of surprising things waiting for us at that 100th convention. But yes, we were founded by World War One vets, and it's my understanding there'll be a historic, it'll be a very historic opening ceremony, including some reenactments from World War One veterans and right up until the current day. So I'm pretty excited because they've got a lot of stuff planned.
And this year is the 100th anniversary of the United States participation in World War One.
Correct.
Well, it seems like just yesterday, doesn't it? tell me about the work that you're doing with the veterans. Is specifically, it seems like a natural fit for a veteran to join the American Legion. Is it something that you're wishing more people would do, more veterans would do?
Oh, we of course wish more veterans would be part of it. The American Legion is helping in communities across the nation, but the other thing we do is we are a lobbying organization. And as a lobbying organization, we have the voice in Washington, D.C. to make sure our veterans are taken care of. They get the benefits that they earned and what they deserved. And the more members we have, the louder the voice. So we are encouraging as many war-era veterans who are eligible to join to find an American Legion post and come down, or you can go to legion.org and learn more about joining. And actually, you can join online if you're available.
And do you go to different schools and organizations to encourage people to volunteer and sign up for the military?
Well, as part of the process, our goal is that our veterans will go into schools and talk to them about the pages in history that they've written themselves, tell their stories about military service, and help encourage folks that if they feel like serving the nation in that way, that they do talk to military recruiters. But we also encourage, like I said, we encourage Americanism, and that is giving back to the community, and whether that's a firefighter, a police officer, EMT, just finding some way to serve our country.
You know, I love what you just said. You said the veterans go to the schools to teach the students about the pages of history that they wrote themselves. That is really a wonderful way of looking at their service.
Exactly. And sometimes you just get enough of the story that may make you want to open the book and read the rest of the story.
Oh, I'd love that. Wow, no wonder you're the leader. No wonder they picked you. I mean, that really says a lot to me, and I appreciate what you're doing. And if we have veterans who are teaching non-Americans who maybe are curious about the American way of life, I think that will help explain it.
Exactly. Like I said, America is all about taking care of one another.
You have different programs that you do offer. One is an oratorical scholarship contest.
Oh, yes. We just finished the oratorical scholarship program. A girl from Kentucky won that contest. But we're coming into American Legion baseball season, and toward the end of the school year, right after the school year, most states across the nation will be holding their boy state programs, and the American Legion Auxiliary will be holding their girl state programs. We have a shooting sports program. We have so many programs for our children and youth, as well as we encourage folks to donate blood and get ready for if there happens to be any natural disasters happening across the nation. Midwest is getting ready for tornado season pretty soon, and we just bring awareness of taking care of one another.
Well, Commander, you would fit right in with Ocala. Not only are you from Wisconsin, I think everybody but me is from Wisconsin. but it's a really, really veteran-friendly community here, Commander. So thank you for taking the time to explain to us, and congratulations again on your appointment or your election. I don't know how to say that. The website you gave us, legion.org, is there anything else we should know?
That's exactly it. I'm just encouraging people to stop by a local American Legion and just give us a chance and see what we do.
And we forgot to say thank you for your service, ma'am. Thank
yes,
you so
ma'am.
Much. Thank you for your
yes,
service.
Thank you
thank
so
you.
Much.
All right, we will take a little break. We'll be right back.